Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And Jesus found a donkey and sat on it, just as it is written, "Fear not, daughter of Zion. Behold, your king is coming, sitting on a donkey's colt." Donkeys get a bad rap in our culture and in our language, even though their technical scientific name, Equus africanus asinus, indicates they're part of the same genus as horses. Donkeys are kind of like the Fiat 500 of the equine world. Nobody really wants to drive a Fiat, except out of necessity. We want an impressive vehicle, or at least something with a little more utility, like a Ford F-150 pickup or a Subaru Outback. Nowadays, kings go in for a Rolls Royce, or the queen has her Bentley. You would not ride a donkey into battle. You might pull a minecart, but not a stagecoach, and never a king. In Walt Disney's Pinocchio, all the bad boys are turned into donkeys with long floppy ears and brain voices. And in the movie Shrek, the donkey played by Eddie Murphy is one of the most obnoxious characters ever to trot onto the screen. The titular bad guy in Nintendo's first Mario game was not Bowser, but Donkey Kong. Donkeys are bad. In our idiom, you might call an intransigent person stubborn as a mule. A mule being the offspring of a jack donkey and a horse mare. And if someone has a really bad idea, you might call it asinine, from the Latin word for donkey. And unfortunately, the word ass, which is another word for donkey, is often used in a derogatory way to refer to the human posterior. If someone has an obnoxious or problematic personality, we might call them a real pain in the... Never mind. And a person with a dry, mopey, grumpy personality is a real Eeyore, in reference to the dilapidated stuffed donkey in the Winnie the Pooh stories. "It's not much of a tale, but I'm sort of attached to it." The only donkey that I know that gets a fair shake is Balaam's Jenny in Numbers 22. Remember how she refused to budge when the angel of Yahweh blocked her way. Balaam, who couldn't see the angel, beat the poor beast, and still she would not budge because she sought to save her cruel master's life. But the Lord opened the donkey's mouth and she asked, "What have I done to you that you have struck me these three times?" So I've always wondered, who is the real ass in this story? By the way, if you ever have a chance to visit the Martin family at their farm in Castle Rock, you will meet a very friendly, cheerful little donkey named Oliver. He bucks the trend. But today on Palm Sunday, donkeys get the royal treatment, literally. For it is on the back of a donkey, upon a colt, the foal of an ass, that Jesus the Messiah rode into Jerusalem at the beginning of Holy Week all those centuries ago. The crowds on Palm Sunday hailed Jesus as King with their shouts of Hosanna, which in Hebrew means save us. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, even the King of Israel. The crowds in Jerusalem welcomed Jesus as their king, their hoped-for Messiah who would drive out the Romans, restore the Jewish monarchy to the glory days of Solomon and David. They expected that Jesus was going to begin a rebellion and root the Romans for them, the very thing that was feared by the Jewish priests. Because if Jesus were proclaimed as Messiah, the priests feared that the Romans would quash the rebellion ruthlessly. "If we let him go on like this," said Caiaphas, "everyone will believe in him, and the Romans will come and take away both our place and our nation." And yet by riding into Jerusalem on a donkey, Jesus tried to signal to the Jewish people precisely what kind of king he came to be. And rather than riding on a stomping stallion or a defiant charger, he rode on the back of a donkey, a lowly animal, a beast of burden. He did this for two reasons. to signify his humility and to recall the prophecy of Zechariah. Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout aloud, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, your king is coming to you. Righteous and having salvation is he, humble and mounted on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey. Righteous, not ruthless, humble, not haughty, and riding on a donkey instead of a war horse. Jesus was not the kind of king that they were looking for, not the kind of king that they expected, not the kind of king that they wanted. Hosanna, the cry of the crowds. The people wanted to be saved from that Roman occupation, but Jesus came to save them from something even more deadly, even more sinister, themselves and their own sins. Jesus did not come to be a political Messiah. He told the Roman governor Pontius Pilate, "My kingdom is not of this world." Indeed, Jesus' kingdom ushers in an entirely new world. Sometimes we, like the crowds on Palm Sunday, mistake Jesus for the wrong kind of king. We imagine that Christ's will is to defeat our political opponents and topple our personal enemies. We pray for God to destroy the plans and purposes of people that we don't like or disagree with. And we think that we can pray our own people into positions of power. Instead of praying, "Thy will be done," we imply that my will needs to set the agenda for thy will. The seduction of power is always a danger to the church. It's evident in some of our worst history. The preening popes of the Middle Ages, who were more like secular feudal lords than bishops of souls. The Crusades to free the Holy Land, which were no more than conquests by bloodthirsty warlords from an overpopulated Europe. And the watering down of the gospel by liberal Protestants in order to have a seat at the table in the halls of academia and the arts. And the selling of our souls by many evangelical Christians for the sake of political influence. The final temptation faced by Jesus in the wilderness, the devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their glory. And he said to them, "All these I will give to you if you fall down and worship me." If Jesus had come to be a merely political Messiah, then here was the shortcut to victory. Bow down, worship Satan, and all the kingdoms of the world would be his. But that's the great lie. For what does it profit a man to gain the whole world and to forfeit his soul? Jesus is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, Israel's Messiah and Israel's King. But Jesus was the wrong kind of king for our world, because his kingdom is not of this world. Instead, Jesus came as a humble servant, a slave. If we listen to Paul's letter to the Philippians, "Have this mind among yourselves, which is yours in Christ Jesus, who though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped or exploited. But he emptied himself. He made himself nothing. And taking the form of a servant, a slave, he was found in human form. And he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross." Jesus did not seek the glory of man. He sought the glory of God. And the glory of God would come only in the suffering and the death of a humble king who came into town riding on a donkey. Christ came from humble beginnings. The Son of God was born in a barn. He was raised by a carpenter in the Galilean backwater town of Nazareth. "Can anything good come out of Nazareth?" Nathanael asked. Jesus' disciples were ordinary men and women, broken by sin and broken by the world. And when he finally ascended his throne, it was to a cross and a crown of thorns. Jesus hid none of this from his own people or from us. He said it plainly in today's gospel. And I, when I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all people to myself. He said this to show by what kind of death he was going to die. And in case you have any question about what Jesus was talking about, his audience did not. We have heard from the law that the Christ remains forever. How can you say that the Son of Man must be lifted up? Messiah is not supposed to die. But Jesus came to die for you and me, to forgive the sins of the whole world. Righteous and having salvation is he. Jesus is a humble king, and he would have it no other way. We don't want simple, humble kings. We want warrior lords and polished politicians. But the animals always had it right. Remember the Christmas carol. Ox and ass before him bow, and he is in the manger now. Christ is born today. And by Friday, we might be singing, Christ has died today. I wonder if all along the donkey knew it better than we do. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.